You're listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. I know Whiskey and a Cookie comes up after midnight usually, but you know what? That bottle of Buffalo Trace was sitting there right there, Elliot, and I couldn't help myself. And then for the very first time, Jerry Nunn joins us, and I'm like, you want some bourbon? And he's like, wait, what? Welcome to the show, Jerry. How are you doing?
Great. Thanks for having me.
You were telling me that you stopped for dinner on the way. El Mariachi's got some good Mexican food.
Oh, yes. Yeah, and it's weird. Boys Town's under construction, and a lot of restaurants aren't even open right now. It's crazy.
They all shut down because they figure, well, no foot traffic because of all the construction.
Everything's torn up.
That's annoying.
Yeah.
That's not good stuff. Okay, so we are doing some Academy Awards coverage. I don't know that I've seen very many of the Academy Award nominated movies. I've seen Manchester by the Sea.
Okay. Sure.
And I wanted to crawl into my bed with blankets and just, have you seen Manchester by
of
the
course.
Sea?
Of course. Yeah. I think I've seen everything.
Everything.
Except
okay.
for some of the foreign ones. I didn't get all those.
No one's holding you accountable for it. Like, there wasn't going to be a quiz. You could have told me you'd seen them all. And I would have been like, dude, you get out to the movies a lot. You write for the Chicago Tribune?
I work for the Tribune in the real estate department.
Okay.
But my other job is Windy City Times. I've been with a gay newspaper for a while, and now I just took over all the movie stuff. So I'm doing a lot of reviewing. I'm seeing new movies, and then covering the Oscars.
Do you get to go like as a reviewer? Like you get to go ahead of the release?
Yeah, I went to Logan last night. I saw
what?
Wolverine.
Oh, you saw
Jackman.
Logan already with the little girl?
Mm-hmm.
With the claws?
The little baby Wolverina.
Elliot, he saw Logan. Have you seen Logan?
No, I have not seen it. I've been hearing a lot of good stuff about it.
Oh.
I've even heard that it made this could be hyperbole, but
okay.
I'm hearing possible Best Picture nomination for the next year. So
really,
you know, but that's what they're saying.
Maybe for like some technical stuff.
Yeah, I think that Jerry is a little not committed to that sort of a.
Nerds be crazy though.
The little girl is really good.
Is she?
She's really good.
Yeah.
X-23.
Is she like wild? She looks like she's out of control.
Oh
like
yeah,
feral child.
She's got an attitude.
She's feral.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
I think I've hung out with some feral children. I'm gonna take a look real quick. Now, what are you gonna do for the Academy Awards? Do you have a big party?
There's a bunch of parties in the city. I just was gonna tell you about.
Yes.
So Siskel, you know, the Siskel Center, which is from, you know, Siskel and Ebert. Siskel Center over on State Street,
right,
has a big shindig that I go to like every year, and they have movie theaters in there, and they show it in the movie theater. And they have drinks and a bar and a red carpet.
And can people hear? Because I've been to events where everyone's like talking mm-hmm. while the the award ceremony is going on.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's not too bad. Okay.
No.
They're there for the Academy Awards,
and it's in a movie theater, so it's not like you're at home watching the Super Bowl or something.
Cool. And are there tickets available for that?
There are, yeah. And so we still have a week away for people to go there. There's also a center in Halstead has a great party with a big red carpet. And it's just a lot of fun. A big fundraiser for Center in Halstead, the LGBT center.
And then do you wear a tuxedo and such?
My bow tie.
All right.
Kind of dress it up a little. I mean, I think.
Get a little snazzy.
Yeah. I mean, this is my gay Super Bowl, so I need to, I need to dress it up. I can't just come in a rag, I got to look good.
Hey, whatever you need to do. Whatever. I think I'm watching at Heather's. Maybe we should go to Heather's for her Academy Awards party.
I thought the Tonys were the gay Super Bowl.
Tony. Oh, well, that's Broadway. So that's.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you're right.
I mean,
they're both. But
I'm not saying you can't.
Well, one could be the World Series and one could be the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
The World Series, the Gay World Series.
The Gay World Series.
I guess it depends on what you like.
Well, it's kind of the World Series because you have the Golden Globes, the SAG, and then mm-hmm. the Academy Awards.
Yes.
So it's sort of like the playoffs and leading up to the Academy Awards.
Good.
And then
good,
your Super Bowl would be, I guess, right? Would be the Tonys. I don't know. I'm not.
No, I got it. I got the picture.
The Gay NBA Finals? I don't know.
These are the
NCAA, right? Yes. So I've seen Manchester by the Sea. So you tell me what category you want to start with as far as like your thoughts and predictions.
Let's see.
I got my pen out because I'm going to go with what Jerry thinks.
Okay.
All right.
Well, first of all, this is a big, big year because there's a lot of diversity, okay?
Yes.
There's a lot. We didn't have this before. The Oscars are not so white anymore. We have, there's nobody boycotting this time like Jada Pinkett Smith. There's
Just give it a couple of years. The Latinos are going to get riled because I don't see too many.
Yeah. There's, I mean.
Where's Edward James Olmos?
I'm just saying. Can't
Where's Benjamin Bratt?
Jimmy Smits.
Right. Oh, I love Jimmy Smits.
I know, that jawline.
I got to interview him a long time ago.
Was he nice?
Guy. Yeah.
That's so good to hear.
Right. No nomination for Rogue One? It's fixed. Oh, it's rigged.
Right. Mm-hmm. Diego Luna.
Mm-hmm. Diego Luna. There's another one.
Yeah. He was in Rogue One.
I didn't realize that.
So let's see. We could go. Let's go with actor. Do you want to do actor first?
Yeah, it's best actor in our leading role.
Okay, so best actor. Now this is a close race. This is actually the best race to watch because we can't tell if it's going to be Casey Affleck for the one movie that you've seen.
Right.
And Denzel Washington won the SAG Award.
Right, but this is wider open with the Academy.
But Ryan Gosling is super, like, big pick.
Do you ever feel like this is the kind of thing where the heavy hitters that you're talking about, the ones that might be in the lead, the contention, sometimes axe each other out, and then Viggo Mortensen comes in with a hook? I'm just saying.
His movie was good.
I don't know what it is. What's Captain Fantastic?
Captain Fantastic. Okay, so I didn't know about it either, but I just saw it. It's about a father that takes his kids out in the wilderness and kind of raises them away from technology and everything. So it's really relevant right now. To kind of get, you know, take a step back from Facebook and let's go out in the
That sounds wonderful.
Wilderness. Yeah.
I want to go out there.
It was a great idea.
With Viggo Mortensen. Is that wrong?
He's like a hippie guy. Yeah, he's really great. He's really great in that movie. But he's not going to win.
You're telling me right now he's not going to win. I don't, you know what? I'm going to say Viggo just for the long shot. Like
That's a dark horse.
If you were in Vegas and he won, you would make a lot of money, wouldn't you? I'm just saying. Has he won? Can you check, has Viggo Mortensen ever won an Academy Award? I know he's not going to win.
Because he's from, like, you know, Lord of the Rings and all that, right?
Well, I think he was nominated for History of Violence.
I think. Yeah, I don't think
he won for that.
No. Okay, so you're thinking, you think it's going to be between Denzel Ryan and Casey Affleck?
Yes, definitely one of those.
Denzel Washington. Denzel. Oh. I just said Denzel. You don't need to say Washington. It's implied.
You Voltroned Denzel Washington and Ryan Gosling, which would be unstoppable. Mashup. It would be unstoppable.
That would be insane. I think because Denzel's won and Kate, Manchester by the Sea was good, but
Casey Affleck's got some baggage though. So,
well, there's also
his personal life is in trouble.
Yeah. For the favorite, I bet you because everyone, what was that?
His personal life's in trouble. He's had some personal stuff.
Yes,
going on.
Just a little bit. Yeah. And people love La La Land. We'll talk about that as a bigger picture, but you love that one too.
The straight gay musical, because it's all the straights love it, but it's a musical.
It's flamboyant.
So, yeah.
All right. Well, because there's music, they start singing for no reason.
I did get to talk to the director this
did
last
you
year.
Did you really?
Yeah.
How was he?
He was great. He did Whiplash, which I loved.
That's a
some
great
Whiplash.
Movie.
I loved Whiplash. So he's, but yeah, he could win. He might. He actually is up for winning too.
So the next one would be actor in a supporting role.
Actress.
Actress. Okay. In a leading role or supporting? Do you want to do?
Let's see.
What list do you have?
I got actress. Let's do actress.
Okay.
Well, this one's going to be Emma Stone. We think it's Emma Stone. Should I read them out so then people know?
Could you? Because I have an idea.
Yeah. Because I'm kind of.
Go ahead. Please.
Okay. So, we have Isabel for Elle, Ruth Negga for Loving, Natalie Portman for Jackie, Emma Stone for La La Land, and Meryl Streep for Florence Foster Jenkins.
And I've heard that people weren't that crazy about Florence Foster Jenkins. Have you seen that one?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Well, it's Meryl just Lola.
Meryl being Meryl?
Yes.
Exquisite.
She sings really bad. That's what the whole thing is. She's got this.
Oh, that's.
And, yeah.
She's an opera singer that can't sing?
Yes.
I don't understand. Is she a professional?
She's rich as well. Oh. And the people around her, like Hugh Grant, want to. You know, put her on the pedestal, make her sing.
They want her money.
But she can't sing. Mm. She's like, she sings just like that. Like, oh.
Didn't Mamma Mia teach us anything?
Right. Like, oh, God.
She sang well in Postcards from the Edge. Was that not her singing?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
It was just at the end. Was it? Just at the end. It was good.
Yeah.
She was
it
younger,
was her.
Though.
She was younger. That's true. I saw a little bit of Jackie.
What'd you think?
I liked it. Mm-hmm. I thought that she was, it has to be stylized, right? Because she obviously had to watch hours and hours of Jackie Onassis Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
And there were a lot of moments that I never thought about that she, I thought, did a great job of bringing you to. Even that moment where she's trying to clean her face. And you're like, right. Mm-hmm. I mean, at the end of that day, Jackie O had to wipe brains off of her. I mean, like in the blood, and she's trying. Right. I thought that she did an exquisite job from what I watched.
Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she She was kind of a little caricature-ish for me, though. Like,
I agree.
When she was doing that tour through the White House and she was over-enunciating everything. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Right.
And I guess that's how Jackie really was.
Did you ever watch it? She was so uncomfortable. It's hard for her. It was, yeah. So it was almost like her playing Jackie playing uncomfortable, which made it, I could see it being uncomfortable.
I want to see what Natalie wears to the red carpet.
I do too.
So she's going to be stunning, probably.
Absolutely.
So,
that porcelain skin.
Mm. She'll win something for that.
So jealous. Mm-hmm. So you think, but you think Emma Stone for La La Land?
Emma Stone, yeah, so she's kind of a shoo-in.
I feel like you're saying that La La Land's gonna win a They won a lot of Golden Globes and SAGs.
Yeah, yep. it's kind of a shoo-in.
I haven't seen it. I have a screener too. How sad is that? I have screeners for all. I know I'm a terrible person.
Really?
I know. I should not have voted for SAG. I went with. Don't tell anybody. I know. I'm a horrible human being. I said it was horrible. All right, let's come back. We'll do supporting actors, and okay. Then we'll also do Best Picture and Direct. We have a lot of stuff.
We are
hanging out with Jerry Nunn. How can people follow you on Twitter and such?
So my name's Jerry Nunn, N-U-N-N. My website's nunnontherun.com.
Oh, that's great.
So Jerry Nunn on Twitter and Instagram and
perfect.
Facebook and all
that. Nunn on the Run when we come back on 720 WGN. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. What are you going to do for the Academy Awards? 312-981-7200. There are people, Jerry, don't you think? We're talking to Jerry Nunn. You can go to his website, Nunn on the Run, nunnontherun.com, yep. N-U-N-N, on the run.com, to see his movie reviews. He also writes for Windy City Times, mm-hmm. and also follow him on Twitter, at Jerry Nunn. There are people that will binge watch, though, too, between now and next Sunday. They'll be at the movie theaters trying to see all the Academy Award nominated movies. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I'll have time to do that. I've seen 1.5 movies.
What was the half?
Jackie.
Oh, half of Jackie.
It was Jackie. I think I was with you. I thought that she was exquisite because maybe it's because I like her, but I do agree. I think that it was almost overly stylized. Yeah. It was a little ticky.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
So what we are going to move on to, how about actor in a supporting role?
Okay. Well, let's see. Predicted person is for Moonlight.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to say his name.
Mahershala
Ali. Yeah.
My mom loves this movie. She's told me that I have to see it, but also said I have to see it on the big screen, that it wouldn't be as good on a small screen.
I love your mom.
She must
be great, because I mean, I saw that movie with a bunch of straight critics, and mm-hmm. I was like the gay one. Hi, I'm watching Moonlight, and it's speaking directly to me. You know, they're saying things in the movie that I'm like, it's very real.
Really?
And so I just was like, I'm gonna start crying in front of all the straight critics, you know, from all the big newspapers.
You don't
all
know? Do they never cry? Are critics not allowed to cry?
Well, it's probably me. I was probably just feeling projecting or something else.
But do you agree with this? The projection that he'll win?
I do. Well, I. Yeah, he's. It's going to be his year for that. I mean, that's the prop that Moonlight's getting. They may not get some of the other awards that they deserve. But I love Lion, though.
Everyone loves Lion. This sounds like another heartbreaking story.
Yeah.
About this child who's separated from his family.
Uh-huh.
And then grows up and is adopted in Australia.
Right.
And then goes back to find his family.
Yes.
And that sounds heartbreaking.
Adopted by Nicole Kidman in a bad wig.
Oh, well, that's what you get.
Yeah. She's trying to downplay herself and look like the real person. But.
Elliot, have you seen any of these movies?
I am so out of the loop. I have not seen any. Normally, I see at least 3 or 4 out of all the Academy-nominated films. Mm. This year, I have not seen any of them.
None of them. So well. Dev Patel.
Thank God for me.
But everything. Exactly. I'll tell you, everything I've got, like, everything just seems so depressing to the most part. Everything was like going for the...
Well, that's why La La Land, I think. I bet you that's why La La Land is doing so well. Mm-hmm. Because
it's uplifting.
It's uplifting, right. Although Lion, from what I understand, is also, you know, the journey of it is uplifting. Mm-hmm. Would you say so, Jerry?
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, Hidden Figures is a feel-good kind of thing.
Empowerment.
Because, yeah, like, because women empowering and yeah.
What was Hell or High Water with Jeff Bridges? Because he's nominated for the supporting actor.
Yeah, that's that one in Texas where they're bank robbers.
You sound very,
I just saw it so long ago. I mean, I just saw it really early.
In the season?
Yeah, but yeah, they're bank robbers.
How about Kirk from Star Trek, the actor.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know who that
I'm sure I remember his
name.
With the eyes.
Yes, really.
He's really good.
I'm drawing a blank on
his hair.
How can I be drawing a blank on Captain
but
Kirk
isn't he
right
also
now?
Gonna be, isn't he also in Wonder Woman?
Yes, but I hear he's really good in this film.
Yeah, he was.
He was very good. Yeah.
So. And you know, I saw this movie actually. I thought it was pretty solid, to be honest. It was a bit long. It was like a brother clashing against each other and fighting for the old family. Mm-hmm. You know, that old tale. It was really good.
Oh, cool. So that's Hell or High Water, and there's also Michael Shannon in Nocturnal Animals, which I heard is a really dark, dark, dark movie.
Yeah. It's very artsy.
Is it?
Yeah. It goes for the arts.
Your polling nerds who came in.
They're coming in. Ken Jacobowski loved that movie. He brought his wife to see it, and his
wife said, never take me to a movie again.
Yeah, she was very angry. By the way, are you going to be mad because Mike just whispered in my ear that it's Chris Pine.
Chris Pine, thank you. Mm-hmm. I am like, my geek card is getting revoked now that I can't remember Chris Pine.
You're in so much trouble. Yep. Okay, and then Lucas Hedges in also in Manchester by the Sea, so I'm assuming he plays the teenage son.
Yeah, that was
very good.
He was good.
He was really. It's such a sad movie. Mm-hmm. Not, you know, such that movie. It was the music too. It was like all church. Ah, ah, ah.
Yeah.
Okay, so then actress in a supporting role. What do you think? Who do you think is going to be?
We don't know.
We don't know.
Oh no, we do. Oh, it's Viola Davis is going to take that.
Didn't she just win not too long ago? Didn't you?
Yes.
Okay.
But
I'm not saying it precludes her from winning.
Oh, you didn't see Fences.
I didn't see Fences.
So Denzel gives her the movie. He like lets her take that movie. They did it on Broadway before it was made into a movie. Mm-hmm. So they're very familiar with the material. It's set up like a Broadway, you know, a stage show. And he just kind of lets her have it. Like, she's so good in it.
All right. So not Octavia Spencer in Hidden Figures.
No.
That's who I'm picking.
Oh, really?
Okay. I haven't seen it, but I'm just imagining. So mark me down for Octavia Spencer, and then also Mike. I'm putting me down for Dev Patel from Lion for Best Supporting Actor.
You got it.
All right, because Michelle Williams is also nominated for Manchester by the Sea. They really loved this movie. Mm-hmm. Her role wasn't that significant.
Not very meaty. No, it's small.
That's a good way to put it. Not very meaty.
But she, you know, she had that crying at the end.
Yeah, that happens.
Like Demi
Moore.
That's
not a spoiler, so.
It's not a spoiler. I mean, look, every scene is dripping with pain. I think it was
a real tear. It wasn't a glycerin tear, was it?
I don't know. It might have been.
Maybe she had some, she rubbed her eyes after handling a hot pepper.
Dust. She had dust in her eye.
And Naomi Harris is also nominated for Moonlight. And Nicole Kidman for Lion, the girl in the bad wig. Mm-hmm. Nicole with the bad hair.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Okay, so those are our best supporting actresses. And then, let's see, what are some of the other ones? Now, when you watch a movie as a reviewer, how much do you watch, like, costume design and special effects?
Oh, I mean, it all adds to it, right? Yeah, music, everything. Cinematography.
There are some movies that are really defined by how luscious the costumes can be sometimes. Like Harry Potter, I think there's a really, I mean, maybe that's actually more set design and decoration are really wonderful. Mm-hmm. What movie stood out for you for costume? Do you have that list? Because I have a list.
I do. Yeah.
I haven't, again, I haven't seen any of these.
Well, period pieces always do well. But
right. I mean, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. Mm-hmm. I want that to win. I don't care. I've seen it.
So you saw that one?
I've seen it twice.
Really?
I really probably should have gone to see one of the other movies instead of seeing. My son loves this movie. That's why I saw it twice.
Oh, yeah. Sweet. Well, you have Jackie on there too.
Yes, Jackie I've seen.
Just the dress alone.
I agree.
Jackie fashions.
If I had to pick between those two, which I can't, but I would say Fantastic Beasts.
Oh.
I think they did a really nice job.
We'll see.
I don't know. Do you have a favorite there for the costume?
I would say, La La Land had some good costumes too.
Wow. He's saying La La Land. I'm saying Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
I just did not like Allied at all. I just didn't care for that one. That's the Brad Pitt.
So I don't have to watch that?
Nah.
Okay.
Skip it.
Excellent. Ooh, I haven't seen anything. This is going to be like, what did I see as well? So have you seen the animated features?
I have.
Okay.
All of them but the zucchini one.
That's the one that really pops out too.
My life as a zucchini. Yeah, it'll probably win.
Yeah, probably.
Zootopia looks really funny.
Oh wait, Zootopia's the predicted winner, I think.
The predicted winner?
Yeah.
Then I'm going with the red turtle.
But
that sounds cute.
What kid has seen the red turtle? Has your kid seen the red turtle?
No, how is it?
No.
Did you like it?
I didn't see the red turtle, actually. Those are two.
No zucchinis and no turtles for Jerry Nunn.
That's all the other three.
That's okay. Mm. I told you there'd be no judging here.
Okay.
Okay, so what are some of the... Elliot, when you watch the Academy Awards, what are the big categories besides the ones that we've talked about?
You know, of course, animated features.
We did that one.
I'm always... But the shorts.
Okay. Let's see. What do we have? Oh, there's the shorts. Live action. Enemies inter... Oh, I can't say that. Can't say that. Silent Nights. I don't mean that it's against FCC. I just can't pronounce it. No. La Femme El TGV.
Right. And then, of course, documentaries. I always want to know what's what the documentaries are.
Oh, yeah. You know what's going to... Oh, do you want to read them?
Yeah. No, you go ahead. What's the okay. What are the documentaries?
Fire at Sea, I Am Not Your Negro, Life Animated, OJ Made in America, and The 13th.
Do you have a favorite there?
OJ.
OJ?
Yeah.
Do they know it's not? Do they know it's not the FX series?
Right.
Do they know?
I know.
That was so good. Did you watch that?
I didn't. I didn't.
Because you're a movie guy. You're at the movies all the time. You can't have time for these miniseries. I highly recommend the OJ series on FX.
Right. I heard it was really good.
Oh, my God. The day where she gets the haircut, when Marsha Clark gets the haircut, it's like you feel that pain. She really thought that was going to look good. She was so excited with her power cut, and it didn't go well. Can you imagine? Okay. That's a different story. So let's go to Best Picture then, because I know that we're short on time. You don't have to go anywhere, because you can enjoy your Buffalo Trace.
Okay.
So Best Picture is Arrival, Fences, Hacksaw Ridge. Hacksaw Ridge is the Mel Gibson movie.
Mel Gibson one, right?
Mm-hmm. Have you seen that?
Mm-hmm.
It sounds
so good.
Is it?
Yeah, it's really good. I just think there's a stigma against Mel. So
you think
he didn't get to go as far as this movie deserved?
It did not get a lot of attention.
Yeah,
Hidden it's really good though.
It was so long in the beginning too. Do you feel that same way?
It's like two movies because they do a lot of leading up to it and then the war scenes.
Yeah, it almost gets you angry because I'm like, come on, man, just get into the action already.
Right.
And then it slowly gets into it. Probably why it didn't get a lot of attention.
And then it gets bloody.
Well, and Hell and High Water didn't get a lot of attention either. I feel it. Maybe I'm just wrong. I feel like the movies that I hear about are Hidden Figures, Fences, La La Land. Mm-hmm. And Manchester by the Sea are the ones that I hear the most about.
They got to have a great PR team for those movies.
And word of mouth, right?
Yeah. It's weird that I've only seen the Hell or High Water and the Mel Gibson movie, and those were the only
two. Is that
the
only two you've seen?
Yeah.
Then Lion, Manchester by the Sea, and Moonlight. I'm going to go ahead and guess that Jerry thinks that La La Land is going to win. Do you think it's going to win?
Yep, I sure do.
I'm going to pick Moonlight.
I would love for it to win. I mean, it's the gay one.
It's the gay one. It's the one my mom likes, so I'm going with Moonlight as my pick. Elliot, do you have any picks on best movie?
Well, again, you know, it seems like La La Land's the favorite. I mean, it always seems like every year Hollywood loves seeing how many Oscars a film can win. You know, they were so, yeah. Well, now it's got the record for this many Golden Globes, this many.
Yeah,
so
they pile it up.
Yeah, they like it. Seems to be the thing now. Mm-hmm. The Academy likes just piling it up so that they, you know, you're just talking about it the next day and for the year or whatever.
Yeah.
We have to take a break here. When we come back, we're going to talk to Pamela Moss, who is the Chamber of Commerce Executive Director, about a 5-year strategic plan for the neighborhood. That's kind of exciting. We are hanging out with Jerry Nunn. Follow him on Twitter at Jerry Nunn. That's 3 N's, N-U-N-N. And you can find him on nunontherun.com for his movie reviews. And more after this on 720 WGN.